Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we're here with Steve Coleman. We're at the Sore Lip of Mall event down here.
Yeah, we're getting ready to have a big blast this week now.
That's right, at the Crappie Compound.
That's it, down here in Mississippi on Sardis Lake.
Yeah, and so Steve Coleman's with us. Man, this is exciting. Of course, it's always great to be, you know, talking to the legend,
Steve Coleman. Oh, man, let's be easy now. We just like to fish, yeah.
Tell us, what are you going to do down here? You're going to take some people out fishing, aren't you?
We're going to put a couple of people on the water, the ones that won the trips, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a little bit of power trolling, just a little bit of everything, you know, spider rigging, live scoping.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
When they won this, they won this at the Grizzly Jig Show up there in the thing. So
right.
Were you up there at the Grizzly Jig
Show?
I sure was.
Yeah. Yep.
So you got to see the people that won, huh?
Yeah. Well, on the evening they did the drawing. I had to go. I missed the drawing. Yeah.
But I'll bet they're excited to go out in the boat.
Oh, yeah. They always are. You know, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be fun for them.
Let's talk about fishing. Let's talk a little bit about the ambush pole. Tell me what it's about.
All that ambush pole, you know, it's been a pole in the making for the last couple of years, and this was my first full season to use it, guiding, you know.
Oh, right.
And, but it's an awesome pole. It's a telescopic pole. It's 24.5 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And all I can say, if you want to have a barrel of fun, that ambush pole is it, you know. I start my customers out on like the little mighty pole through B&M.
Right.
It's a 20-foot pole. It's a lot lighter. And about midday, I graduate them from the little mighty to the ambush. And
right.
After they fish with that longer pole, they're hooked. I mean, it's awesome to see them catch those big fish, you know, at 20 foot from the boat.
And that's made. It's carbon graphite fiber,
it
right?
It is. It's carbon graphite. It sure is. I mean, it's a tough pole. You know, you wouldn't think a 24-foot pole would be a good crappie pole. But, you know, these fish, especially the bigger fish, when they get inside that 20-foot range, like 18, 17, 16, they know that that boat's there.
You know, uh-huh.
They turn around, they go the other way. So, you know, you're picking them off at about 18 and 19 foot most of the time.
Wow. What are you using, lures? Are you using minnows?
Man, it's sometimes I use jigs, you know. The crappie magnets are the best, you know, the Mardi Gras and Showhoof are my favorite colors.
Right.
But I also use live bait on a little split shot and a sinker, you know. It's either or. You know, sometimes if they won't bite that live bait, you can put the jig on them, they'll bite the jig.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Tell us why that happens. Tell us, you fish so long. You should have an idea why sometimes they'll bite that artificial, and sometimes they'll bite that minnow, but they won't bite either one.
You know, sometimes I think that minnow, you know, the way they feel that minnow, versus the lead on that jig is a different feeling to them, you know. It's like a radar. And sometimes they'll react to that jig a whole lot better than they will that minnow. And like I said, vice versa, you know, it's all the way around. So I've got both in my boat.
Right.
If they don't bite that minnow, I stick the jig down there. Most time I'll catch him on the jig.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about fishing Sardis. In, let's say, July and August. If you were to come down here in July and August, how would you fish this lake?
To me, those fish are going to be out mid-lake.
Right.
You know, they're going to be rowing fish, either spider rigging, as people call it, which I like a slow trolling. Spider rigging to me is like a bad name. You know?
Right.
I like slow trolling minnow rigging. That's what I like. Those double hook minnow rigs, you know, by B&M.
Wow.
Hey, they're awesome. You know, on Sardis, 3/4 ounce, 1 ounce rigs are perfect for catching those big fish. You know, and if you like to power troll, you know, power trolling's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, long line and crankbaits, you know, when it's hot. Just get on the water, you know, kind of experiment with either or.
Right.
And see which one works for you, you know.
Talk about that double rig setup.
It's just a two-hook rig. Yeah, it's got a sinker in the middle of it. Comes from the 1/4 ounce all the way up to 1 ounce.
Right.
And as it graduates to the larger sinker, the lines are longer, see.
Right.
And that's what makes it so good for these southern lakes. You know, there's no stumps out here in Sardis. You know, there's very few in Grenada where you catch these fish in the springtime. I mean, in the summertime.
It's hot.
And it's an awesome rig. It's been here. It's been around for ever since I was little. You know,
I got a quiz for you. When did they first come out, you think, with that double rig? Because you've been around a long time, so you should know, have a rough idea.
When I was a kid, you know, on real foot, like, that's where it originated from.
Right.
You
know, but when they started putting them in packages.
Right, it's been
pre-rigged, already set up, all because you used to have to hand tie these things
all the time.
All the time. You probably do it in your sleep.
Well, you know, back in the day, they made some of these double hook rigs. They put big wire keepers on them, and the line was so big you could crank an outboard with them, you know. It's something else. We just refined it, made it where they would catch fish, you know.
Right.
And,
What year do you think they came out with that? Do you think in the 80s? Was it before? It was after the 80s?
I'm going to say
90s?
It's been more than 10 years ago, you know.
More than 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's got to be a time saver.
There's a bunch of them around, I'm going to tell you.
What else do you use that has been around for a long time? What would you not leave that you have to have in your boat?
That BGJP by B&M.
Oh, all right.
The jig pole.
Right.
That's it. I mean, it's been our bread and butter for many years, you know. We've got the Caps and Cohen poles, which are great, you know.
Right.
But that BGJP jig pole, the original pole from B&M.
Right.
I mean, you can't match it. I mean, it's there. I mean, there's no perfecting it. It's top quality. I mean, it's number one to me.
Yeah. What do you think when you're trolling in that situation and you have them out in front of you and you're slow trolling out in front, give us three important things that you need to do to be successful.
The most important thing is boat control. You know, if you can't control your boat, I mean, you're behind the game. That's it, you know. And your equipment, you know, it looks like the pole.
Right.
You got to have a good quality pole. You got to be able to see that bite on there. And the third thing, you got to have the right equipment.
Okay.
You know, just like that double hook rig. You know, if you can control the boat, you got the right pole, and you've got the right rig, you're going to catch some fish.
Right.
I mean, that's it. You know, it works.
Because most people think a hit is when the rod goes down, right? But that's not always the
case. That's not true. Uh-huh. When you see that bite on that rod, you know, we learned this from LifeScope.
Okay.
I can watch that fish on that screen. When he bites that hook, you'll never feel him most of the time until he turns and takes off with it. That's when you're seeing that bite on that pole.
Uh-huh.
He's had that hook in his mouth for 3 to 5 seconds. You know, that's the difference.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, you're from the old school, and you like live scoping?
I like live scoping, but I still like trolling now.
Right.
That slow trolling is relaxing.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you like to fish with your partner, you know, whether it be your wife or your friend or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to say just go trolling, you know, because you're both going to have fun.
Right.
You know, with live scope, that's a one-man game. That's it. You know, one person running the motor, and that's one's going to be catching the fish.
Right.
You know, I've got many customers, you know, I guide.
Uh-huh.
And I'm running that motor, but I'm not fishing. You know, right. I'm giving them that opportunity to catch those fish, and if they miss them, they miss them. So,
right.
And most of the time, I can get them on those fish, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have a lot of experience chasing those crappie.
I have a lot of experience, yes.
Give us some more information on things that you've learned by live scopes that isn't really true, like you thought was true, but in reality,
you know,
you just found out that that's not true.
Well, you know, they always told you, be quiet, you know, don't make no racket in the boat, fish ain't gonna bite.
Uh-huh.
You're like, it's true. Because if you get a big fish in front of you, if you drop a sinker on the floor, that fish is gone. Uh-huh. I mean, they're hearing everything that you're doing.
Right.
You know, the big fish are, especially the pound and a half plus fish.
Right.
They're really sensitive to sound. You know, that's just like a big old buck, you know. He didn't get to be a 10-point by being slacking, you know.
Right.
And the fish is the same way. And I mean, you're not going to catch those big fish unless you're quiet and you can sneak up on them.
Right.
That's why we use the ambush.
That's why it's called ambush.
That's why it's called ambush. That's right.
Yeah, I have one I've caught some fish on. They're a lot lighter than you expect.
They are.
And after you practice a while, of course, you don't need no practice. But right. For other people that practice some, you get used to it.
Yeah, you know, just the days that I have my customers in the boat and I've got two poles laying there.
Right.
You know, let's get ready to go fishing. They look down like, where's your poles at? I pick it up, and it's about this long, you know. I said, well, it's my Mickey Mouse pole. What, you know? Then I get to put it out there, and they're like, good Lord, how long that thing. But you know, they like it. I mean, it's a good pole.
What other tips do you have that you can give to someone, and maybe someone that's not live scoping, but they're just going out and they're fishing for fun, and say they don't have, you know, all the whole setup for slow trolling. Mm-hmm. If they have a couple rods, could they long line out the back with the trolling motor?
Man, you know, just I don't know really how to say that, but you need more than just two rods these days. You know, especially on these crappie.
You should own a rod company. Yeah. you need more than
But you know, just get you a good setup that's comfortable with you. If you just got two poles, I get in the end of like with a structure, you know. Get you a slip cork and start pitching to that structure.
Oh, all right.
I mean, that's more fun than a barrel of monkeys, I'm gonna tell you.
Right.
Yeah, you know, just like on Grenada down here. That's all we used to do. We get up in that shallow water where them stumps will stick up, and we'll take that slip cork, just pitch right up to it, and it go right under. And sometimes those fish will be 2.5-3 pounds.
Wow.
So you can still do that. You know, the way that we used to catch fish, it hadn't gone away. We just stopped doing it.
Right.
Yeah, we just stopped doing it, dog.
So that should be good. The fish aren't used to seeing that technique.
But you know what? We're live scoping these fish out in a little deeper water because they're easier to see.
Right.
All those shallow water fish, they are safe now.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, they're safe until you show up with the ambush rod.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting.
But you know, we catch a lot of big fish, but you know, here in the last few years,
right?
Those big fish, you know, I tend to just put them back in there.
Right.
You know, let them go. You know, a fish not gonna live 7-8 years anyway.
Uh huh.
You know what I've been told. That's what I know.
Right.
Like, you know, it's the eating fish are, you know, 11-12 inches long. You know, you catch a big female that's got millions of eggs in her, you know, kind of just put her back in there, let her do her thing.
Right.
She may not live another year, but she's going to get rid of those eggs that year. So
let's talk about lure colors, because you talked to some about lure colors.
Right.
What do you think? How are you going to pick your lure colors? When you go out, how are you deciding what are you going to use for?
Anything's got chartreuse on it. And my favorite color is pink and chartreuse, you know.
Pink and chartreuse?
A pink head. Pink eye hole jig, round head, it don't matter. As long as it's a hot candy pink jig. I've caught more fish on that hot pink jig than any of them in that box.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, with the crappie magnet, I like the Sure Enough and the Mardi Gras. That's my two favorite colors.
Have you used that, pink, black and chartreuse, like that combination.
I like black and chartreuse. That's a good combination, right?
Yeah.
Right.
With the pink head.
Pink head.
I've done pretty good on that color.
Pink head. It's got to be pink.
No matter what?
No matter where you are at, pink head is something about it. Yeah. I know down here in Mississippi, you know, the orange heads at Grenada are pretty good, you know.
Right. Oh, they love their orange. I can't believe you don't, when you go over to Grenada, you don't have a couple bags of oranges.
I have orange, but that pink head to me, it's, you know, it's a confidence builder what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's what you have confidence in. If you've got confidence in your jig, you're going to catch fish off of it.
Let's talk about the size of a jig. So in the winter, we've seen this big craze where people are using minnow shape soft plastics for them, but they're bigger. They're like 3 inches and things like that. I think magnum size, I guess.
I don't ever use oversized baits.
You don't?
No, I'm an inch and a half, 2 inch, you know, just something that's medium size.
No matter what the water clarity is?
No matter what it is. I use about the same thing all the time. I do just as good on that. You know, I know some lakes where you got black crappie, you know, deep water lakes like Del Hala.
Right.
You really got to get down to some 64, 30 seconds, something real small, you know. They're finicky. 2-pound test line, 4-pound test line.
Right.
I hate them lakes.
Fishing Guide Podcast. It's also sponsored here at Company.
I like it dirty.
Of course, they have a complete line of rods for crappie fishing. Uh-huh. They have so many crappie fishing rods. It's insane.
All right, well, that takes us to a south.
But they also have rods for catfishing. They got rods for trout fishing, saltwater, you name it. They got a rod that you can go fishing with and catch fish with. So make sure you check their rods out and all their products at PicoLures.com. Steve, if they want to go out fishing with you, and now that they know what you got for a rod in your boat, two of them, where do they go? They call you?
They can call me, I got a phone number. It's 731-442-9152.
All right. Do you have a Facebook page you can contact?
I've got a Facebook page. Yeah, you can look me up. It's under my name. That's all you got to pull up.
All right.
Yep.
Sounds good. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lure's in the water.